Matthew, the 28th chapter, and just one verse. Well, I'll read. Let's just start with 18. Key verse being verse 20. Amen? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Subject this morning is, I'm with you. I'm with you. Subtopic is relationship versus association. Relationship versus association. Now, last week, my wife talked about suffering with Christ. And a statement she made was that we must partner with Christ when we suffer. Amen? Now, you have to really understand that, because you can't suffer with a partner if you know nothing about the partner. And so while we may suffer, when we suffer, we partner with Christ in suffering. The thing is, and I began to look at this thing, is that we are suffering and we are hurting because we don't have an idea of why we're suffering. And you definitely don't understand the suffering of Christ because we have not engaged him enough to understand his suffering. Wow. And so therefore, when pains come our way, we are blindsided or sidetracked because we feel as though that suffering is not a part of this journey. So many other folks seem to be doing so well, but yet when it comes to us in our own individual lives, we question God when some pain comes along the way. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus himself said that I am with you always. And so I began to look at this, and I began to look at the aspect of relationship versus association. Now, I had to learn the hard way. I thought I had a lot of friends. I realized I had a lot of associates. And associates, they are there only when it's convenient for them. See, what I used to do is I thought I had friends, and so I would go out and visit them, and I go out and I see them, and I would tell them stuff. But the thing about friendship is that if there's a true friendship involved, there will be some reciprocation. Yeah. If there's no reciprocation, then you have to question your friendship. Yeah. Because I began to understand that I was doing more in it than they were. Yeah. You know, I joined the service, and, you know, when you're in the service, you get your military buddies and your friends and things of that nature, and for those 4, 5, or 6 years, however many years you're in there or you're stationed together, y'all hang together until you form a pack. And you think that it's a relationship, but you find out that it's only an association, especially when trouble starts coming or even when there's a separation of time. You know, if you was truly my friend, and you went another way or in another state or another area, I would make every effort to stay in contact. Because I want to know how my friend is doing. And I want to make sure if you're going to celebrate something, let me know. I travel some miles to be with a friend. I'm not traveling a block for an associate. Unless it's what? Convenient for me. But I would look out, and then when I began to realize that folks weren't reaching back, then I was expending my energy in a relationship that really did not exist. Because I was confused as to the difference between relationship and association. And so there's no way that I could suffer with them one-sided. So that means if I'm suffering and they are my associate, they really don't care about my pain. But now my friend who has relationship, that's different. Relationship says that I'm with you always, even unto the end. So I'm not about to bail when things get rough. Because see, I'm your friend, but the only way he can truly or she can truly be a friend is y'all have to go through some things together. Because they call them, you got your fair weather friends, right? Well, that's really just an associate. And so I began to look at this thing because I was trying to figure out, I don't mind suffering for Christ if I understand why I'm suffering. If I understand the pain that's involved, if I understand the process that I need to go through to get closer to the cross. So I looked at some words. I looked up relationship. Relationship says a connection, association, or involvement. And you'll find the same words because these words have been polarized as a regular capture of what a definition is, but it does not take the full intake of what it truly is. It says a connection between persons by blood or marriage. But we know relationship goes farther than that. An emotional or other connection between people. And so it gets into these kind of things. It talks about some synonyms, some synonyms, dependence, alliance, kinships, affinity, relationships. It goes on. Now look at association. It said the act of association or the state of being associated. An organized body of people who have an interest, activity, or purpose in common or a society. But I like this astrology or astronomy definition. It says a sparsely populated group of between 10 and 1,000 young stars of similar spectral type and common origin that are moving too fast to form a permanent gravitational bound system. I like that one because it's really what an associate is. A group of people moving too fast to even know who each other is.
Well,
you know, when you're out there in the world and you're doing your dirt, you're not hanging with friends. You realize that, right?
Well,
you're hanging with associates. See, associates will drink with you, smoke with you, party with you, do everything with you as long as it's what? Convenient for them. Matter of fact, an associate, especially one thing I learned while I was out there a little bit, that associates love when you buy.
Well, you know that right now.
They gonna hang with you as long as you buy. And they may call a friend car, but as long as you buying the drinks, you buying the weed, I'm with you. But let the weed dry up. Let the liquor be gone. Let the partying stop. See what happens. See, an associate will help you divvy up money for gas. Until you ain't taking them nowhere no more. I don't have nothing for you, man. But a friend will give you money even when he ain't going nowhere with you. And so you have to begin to create and understand the relationships you are creating. It's one reason why I like that the men got a chance to hang out. Because we are creating relationships. Do you realize the more relationships that the men create, the stronger the body of Christ becomes? Because when you can get men on the same page and with like minds, you got an awesome group that cannot be stopped. And what happens is, ladies, you understand, because you benefit from a man who is spiritually and holistically together versus ones who are not. Because his partners follow the same Savior that he follows.
Wow.
And so you're getting a man who is close to God and has a right mindset,
yeah,
and is able to present himself to you a whole lot better. But if you fool with somebody outside, you get what you ask for.
Wow.
So in this, Christ is establishing to his disciples, because he's already gotten up. But he's saying, look, I'm giving you a charge. I'm commanding you to go out. And I have the authority and the power in which to command you. And so if I'm going to send you out, I'm going to equip you and qualify you. But you got to stay in me. And so they had to have what with him to understand? They had to have a relationship. See, there was one in the group who did not have a relationship. He had an association.
Yeah.
See, I know, yeah, I know Jesus.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
I've been there with him when he did all his miracles and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know, I sat with him, I ate with him, you know. When it came time to betray him,
yeah,
I ain't had no problem with that,
yeah,
because I was an associate.
Yeah.
See, even though I hung with him, I didn't know him. I didn't take the time to investigate who I was hanging out with.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just went along with everybody else because it seemed like the right one to follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was calling all them, so I said, well, why can't I be in the number? And Jesus, knowing,
yeah,
who he was picking.
Well,
you know, I say sometimes keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Right.
So Jesus had handpicked Judas, knowing full well that he was just an associate. He's talking to us. See, we get so caught up in people and appearances, on how things look, on how I look to folk, on how I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I don't need nothing on.
Because
I'm sure not going to be talking to you about what I need.
Well.
Especially if we just associates. Because you're going to take all my little business and use it against me the first time you have an opportunity to. In order for Christ to say, I'm sorry, because what he said was, I'm with you. And of course that you had a plurality because he was talking about all the disciples. I am with you even until the end. With you. With. After. Behind. The Greek word is meta, meaning I am behind you.
Wow.
If you go before me, I'm after you. But I will back you up 100%. You can't do nothing to me that would throw me off of my position because you are my friend. I have established a relationship. You look at the story of Job, and Job went through some trying times in his life, and his friends came to talk with him and sup with him, but more than that, his friends, so-called friends, tried to get him to curse God and die.
Yeah.
You know why? They was tired of sitting there with him. You ain't never seen that in the text, have you? Man, if you go ahead and curse God and die, we don't have to front anymore. Oh, yeah, I'm putting into the text. Because I see it in the story. See, as long as you're alive, we got to perpetrate. Because you had some money, you had some wealth, you had a whole lot of stuff going on for you, Job, and we hung around as long as the money was flowing. Now we're here out of political reasons, just in case you might get back up. But we're friends and we're saying that, look, why? You know you must have done something wrong. So go ahead and curse them and die. And I know they were just associates because there was a small cloud out in the distance. And as it began to approach them closer, there was a storm they found out in the cloud. Then your associates get jittery now. Well, you ain't cursing God. It's getting late. And there's a storm blowing in. I tell you what, Job, you hold on and keep on praying. We're going to leave you all alone to you and your God. Well, I think I need my friends in my roughest times. I don't need you to bail because the storm done came. That's what I love about mamas. Mama, real mamas. I got to preface that. Because they ain't what they used to be no more. But real mamas stick to their babies until the end of the world. Right or wrong, I'm with you 100%. I gave birth to you. Some of your problems I may have caused. So I'm not about to abandon you when the whole world abandons you. But when the storm comes, the associates leave. And the only thing left is going to be a friend. The ones you didn't even think were your friends. Why he still around? Because you too stupid to realize that they're really on your side. But he don't bring nothing to the table. He brings more than you think. He brings affection. He brings love. He brings presence. He brings an everlasting commitment that associates can't handle. And so Jesus is saying, not just to them, but to us. I am with you. You know the whole thing. Who you with? Because who you with tells where you're going. Hang with your boys on the way to the club, and you're an associate. You got to be there when they're going in. Because if not, you come there and say, yeah, I know such and such, and you point. Well, he's inside, but your point is. But a friend roll up. They didn't go in with him. They say, well, who you with? I'm with such and such. Oh, yeah, he told me about you already. Come on in. And the associate, he looking crazy. No, you know him, but you don't know him. He ain't left. He ain't left your name on the invitation list. See, he wasn't looking out for you. Like he was looking out for his friend. You got to understand that it's the people that you hang with who's tearing you down. It's the people whose ideology is not the same as yours that's slowing you down. They're not Christ-minded. They have no Christ-likeness. All you know is that they seem popular. They seem cool. And I want to associate myself with them. All right. Riding in the car with some associates when they do the crime means you're going to do the time. Because the associates will flip. Because it has to be convenient for them. A friend would say, he didn't do nothing. He had no part of it, didn't even want to be in here with us. So it's my fault for including him. But an even greater friend, if you was hanging with the right folk, wouldn't have been in that car at all, nor would you. Because they would have said, we pass. We pass on being cool today. We pass on this joyride, knowing it ain't their car. See, friends think and friends look out for one another. Associates betrayed only for 30 pieces of silver. So Jesus, after being betrayed by an associate, came back for his friends. Even after we crucified him, spit on him, placed the crown of thorns on his head, tore him up from head to toe, he came back for us. How many real friends do you have? I was thinking about it last night. Nah, I can tell you it's less than his hand. And it should be greater, but people are not real.
Well,
everybody has an agenda.
Yeah.
The reason why I got married when I was going to the music, the reason why I got married before I finished my rap career was because, quite simply, I didn't know how to pick one afterward. I figured this one loved me right now, and I'm dead broke. So I guess I better marry her. Because after that, if I'm making millions of dollars, everybody going to want me. But what's the agenda? And even you get blinded because your agenda ain't even the same. Those men hung together on Friday night and began to communicate. Now, it takes a while to build a relationship. But as long as they continue to stick together, they're going to grow. And you know you grow when you hurting or in trouble. And we got men out here right now in the congregation who are in trouble and are hurting, but they won't reach out.
Wow.
And some of us won't reach to them because, he got it. But when you establish a relationship, you find yourself reaching out more than you would normally reach out. Because now I want to know what's wrong with you. Now I want to know where you are. Now I want to know why things are not the way they used to be. And the only ones going to be able to really get inside of their heads is a friend. Because a friend has to be able to take the attack that you're going to get from your friend. You understand that? When you are a friend, when you are in true relationship, you can take the attack. And you're going to get the attack. Because people don't want to be that close. Jesus took the attack because he could handle it. Took on the sins of the world because he could handle it. Does not mean he was not in agony. Does not mean that he was not in pain. Anytime a friend turns their back on you, it's going to cut you and cut you deep. So it wasn't that he wasn't cut, but the fact was the material that he was made out of was more than just an associate. The reason why I'm talking about this is because we need to establish relationships in the church. Without it, you have a weak church. If you don't know your brothers is missing, if you don't know the sisters is missing, and you don't really care, your church is weak. If it's all about coming in on Sunday, doing your time and going home, your church is weak. Your relationships are not strong. When you leave Sunday and you find yourself missing people, relationships are starting to be built. Because now you want to just, I know it ain't Sunday, brother, but I'm just calling to check on you. Lord, laid you on my mind. And I know you might not be doing it, but would you like to go get something to eat? Just to sit down and talk a little bit. Sisters, the same way. I know that you're not feeling well. I just decided to put this meal together and bring it over to you. See, an associate wouldn't do that. Relationship says, my brother is hurting, my sister is hurting. Let me extend a hand. That's what church is. Church ain't about suits and looking good and pretty, saying praise the Lord and high-fiving a neighbor. That ain't what church is. Church is, where are you when the pain hits? Church is, where are you when somebody is celebrating? See, we get to the point where we say, that's too far to go. Wow. I'll call you up, wish you happy birthday. But to drive 10 hours, that's too far for me. Not to mention, you ain't done nothing for me no how. But when a friend calls you, tell me when it is, and I'll get there. Don't worry about how I'm going to get there. Because I want to share in your good times. Yeah. Friend called up, lost a loved one. Oh, man, I ain't really know your mom. You know, I send you a card or something like that, you know. But I ain't going to be able to make it. And no daggone well, they're going to be in that town that day, too. All right. A friend, what you need? A friend understands that somebody who lost a loved one going to need you beyond the funeral services. Yeah. Associate may just show up. Friend gonna check on you a month after, and another month. See how you doing when it gets quiet. I'm excited about Jesus because he said, I am with you always, even until the end. That means that I'm not going anywhere until this thing is completed. So my relationship with you is not predicated upon you acting up. Huh? Now we're talking about real friendship now. I'm not going to roll out because you acting up. I'm not going to leave you because you ain't studying the word no more. I'm not going to drop you because you ain't praying to me no more. I'm not just going to run away from you because you won't let me in the way I need to be. A friend, I'm just going to. I know you in there. Might as well open up. I ain't going nowhere. I know you're trying to get rid of me. I'll still be out here knocking. Soon as you throw all your associates out, I'm still going to be here. That's what I want. I want somebody who's going to wear me out to make sure I'm doing well. So Jesus, after he got up from the grave, came back and said, look, now all that I've gone through with you, I need you to go tell the story. And don't worry about what they say about you no more. Because we know that y'all just been through some trying times, because as soon as they grabbed me, y'all split. All right. But now I got you back together again. And I'm going to be with you always, even until the end. So when you accepted Christ in your life, what Christ was saying to you is, now that you have accepted me, I'm going to be with you always, even until the end. So you might get some down times, or you might have some trouble, but I'm with you No matter where you go, no matter what you do, Psalm 31, 39 says, whether you're in the guttermost or the uttermost parts, I'm with you. I'm there to celebrate with you. I'm there to cry with you. I'm not going nowhere. As a matter of fact, as long as you're in relationship with me, let me tell you what I can do for you. See, your associates, they're going to leave you high and dry. But there's going to come a time when you're not going to be looking for an associate, but you're going to need a friend. And you know you need a friend because you're down, you're out, you're in trouble. You don't know which way to turn, which way to look. But just when you think everybody done abandoned you, I'm going to show up. And I said, well, you know what? I'm here for you. I don't know about them, but I paid a price. I died for you. I hung on the cross for you. I went down to the grave for you. I got up early one Sunday morning for you. And as my friend, as you build a relationship with me, as you get to know who Jesus is in your life, you're not worried about an economic crisis. You're not worried about the things that happen in the everyday society. I know I might got some cancer issues, but I know who controls the cancer issues. I know I got some brain problems, but I know who controls my mind. I know I got some organ problems, but I know who created my organs inside of me. I got a friend of a friend of a friend who knows a friend greater than any other friend. I don't know about you, but when I come up to the red rope and they start checking the list, I'm on the VIP list. I don't gotta go in there. When Jesus is before the Father, I don't have to be there when he get there. I can come on up later after all these associates who are in front of me talking about, yeah, I know Jesus. No, you don't. Well, what about me? I was in church every Sunday. No, you ain't in here either. I paid my tithe. And? No, you're not here. And after everybody who's in your way, get out your way. You can stroll up to the red rope and say, I don't know about none of them. But my Bible says that Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end. So look on that record under Jesus' name. I'm with Jesus. I'm with the Father. I'm with the Master. They look on the book and they say, yes, sir. Enter into the gates of rest, thou good and faithful servant. You got to understand it. Do you want a God that you just associate with? Or do you want one that you have relationship with? There are plenty of associate gods, but ain't but one real Savior who's a friend to the motherless, the fatherless, the homeless. You name it, he got it covered. Paid the price. Mothers, it's a great day. Be there for your children, no matter what the situation. Always be in that corner praying for them, pulling them back to where they need to be. Because as long as mama stays true to God, your child going to see something. And God going to honor something in you. All we do is follow Jesus. And anybody that tells me he's with me after he's suffered on my behalf, that's my friend. And I'm in relationship. And Jesus, if you ever need me, because he's needed me, he said, I need you to preach the gospel. Lord, I said, I need you to preach the gospel because I paid the price for you to be here. I need you to go to Bible study. I need you in Sunday school. I need you in church because I want you to be equipped and I want to prepare you Because there's some friends we got to win. There's some friends that's waiting on you. There's some friends who are surrounded by some associates who don't care nothing about them. But I want you to step in and let them know that Jesus loves them. Just like I love you. The question is this morning, who are you with? Because he says, I'm with you. Doors of the church are open this morning.